Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Now for this week's trivia question. Aside from the fact that they're both Jewish, what do French politician Simone Veil and American film director Woody Allen have in common? We'll give you the answer later. But first, a few weeks ago we spoke about Segovia and its little-known Jewish quarter. This week I thought I'd talk a little about Toledo, which is probably the city in Spain that's the most well-known for its Jewish past. The two synagogues, Santa María la Blanca and the Sinagoga del Tránsito, are in all the guidebooks and well worth a visit. The Sephardic Museum is also in the guidebooks, of course, but I wanted to talk a little about it because it's recently been reopened after undergoing a major renovation. It was originally opened in 1964 in the Tránsito Synagogue. According to its foundational document, this site was chosen because this is the most venerable setting for maintaining and strengthening the ties which have, for centuries, linked the Sephardic people to Spain. Another aspect of the museum's work is to gather and bring together evidence of the Judeo-Spanish culture. Today the museum works to transmit the most complete view possible of the history of the Jews in Spain and their contribution to Spanish and European culture. A visit to the museum follows the history of the Jews in Spain in chronological order, beginning with the origins of the Jewish people in the ancient Near East, concentrating on their arrival in Spain at the time of the Romans. There is special emphasis on the medieval period, which was the real golden age of Judeo-Spanish culture until the expulsion of the Jews in 1492. The exhibit then goes on to illustrate their settlement in different areas of the Mediterranean, Europe, and America, the dispersion of the Sephardic people, and the evolution of their literature, history, and language. The objective of the Sephardic Museum is to preserve the legacy of the Judeo-Spanish and Sephardic culture so that it will remain an integral part of Spain's historic heritage. So next time you're in Spain, go back to Toledo and visit the new Sephardic Museum. You'll really enjoy it. And for those of you who are planning to visit Spain in the next few months, I thought I'd whet your appetite with a couple of the cultural activities that are taking place here. In Toledo itself, as part of the summer courses that are given by the Castilla-La Mancha University, from September 5th to 8th, there will be a seminar called Sefardíes, Literatura y Lengua de una Nación Dispersa, Sephardis, Literature and Language of a Dispersed Nation. For more information, you can phone the following number, 34-925-223-665, or email them at transito, that's transito, at mail.ddnet.es. Also, from September 2nd to 4th, Toledo will host the 6th European Jewish Culture Day. Some of the activities will be concerts of Sephardic music, guided tours, lectures, and various kinds of outdoor performances. On May 26th in Barcelona, an exhibit of works by the Israeli artist Edith Cohen was opened. You can see it at the Treble BCN Gallery in the Pueblo Español. On May 30th and 31st, there will be two roundtable discussions about Elias Canetti at the Círculo de Bellas Artes in Madrid. The first is titled Auto de Fe and Mass and Power, Memory and Fire in the Work of Canetti, and the second is called Canetti's World. They will both take place at 7:30 p.m. Finally, in Belmonte, the City Council has just opened the first Jewish museum in Portugal. Belmonte is the site of the last Marano community. Jews stayed hidden in that mountain town after the expulsion in the 15th century and were only recently discovered as a Jewish community. They were so isolated that they were surprised to learn that they were not the last surviving Jews in the world. The museum is testimony to the long history of Jewish presence in Portugal. And here are some recent events that have taken place in Spain. In Toledo, specialists in the Jewish heritage of Spain held a two-day meeting in April to discuss the work of archaeologists who specialize in excavations and research in Jewish quarters. In Girona, the Caixa Foundation, in cooperation with the University of Girona, held a series of lectures in May to commemorate the 60th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Murcia, in the southeast of Spain, held its sixth annual international festival called Murcia, Three Cultures. As part of the festival, they showed a series of Israeli films, and there was an exhibit titled The Spirit of Jerusalem by photographer Shai Ginot. In Segovia, in the gallery of the Abraham Senor House, there was an exhibit about Jewish holidays and traditions. Pilar Rahola, who's a journalist from Barcelona and one of the most outspoken supporters of Israel in the left of the Spanish political spectrum, has been granted an award by the Israeli Center for the Ibero-American Communities. The ceremony will take place on June 16th in Jerusalem. If you follow this program, you'll remember our interview on February 26th with Isaac Goldenberg, the Peruvian writer based in New York. Well, St. John's University in New York and the prestigious National Honorary Hispanic Society has awarded him the Order of Don Quixote in recognition of his distinguished literary career as a writer and professor. This prize is the highest distinction that this organization awards to the most important figures in the world of Hispanic literature. Finally, on May 25th, Simone Veil was awarded the Príncipe de Asturias Prize for International Cooperation. This prize is the Spanish equivalent of the Nobel Prizes and is awarded each year in eight categories, including social sciences, the arts, humanities, and sports. In 2002, Woody Allen received the prize in the arts category. So that's the answer to our trivia question. Both are recipients of this prestigious prize. Simone Veil is acknowledged as one of the world's most courageous, powerful, and influential people. She's the only woman to appear in surveys as a potential prime minister in France, and she's the most popular public individual in that country. She was born in France in 1927. In 1944, she and her family were deported by the Nazis to Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen. Only she and one sister survived. Simone went on to become a lawyer and politician. She was elected to the European Parliament in 1979, 1984, and 1989, and served as its first popularly elected president from 1979 to 1982. She has also served as president of its judicial commission. In the French government, she has served as Minister of Health and also Housing and Urban and Social Affairs Minister. In 1998, she was appointed to the French Constitutional Council. Since 2001, she has also been president of the Foundation for the Memory of the Shoah. Before this latest award, Madame Veil has received honors from the governments and organizations of France, the Ivory Coast, Morocco, Germany, Greece, Venezuela, Spain, Italy, Belgium, Israel, and the United States. Her committed concern with women's rights, adopted children, older adults, and immigration is admired and praised everywhere. The committee that has awarded her the Príncipe de Asturias Prize for International Cooperation said that she was chosen because she embodies the ideals and achievements of a united Europe and the spreading of European values to the rest of the world. They went on to say that she is one of the most representative personalities in the European Union and one of the people who has most resolutely contributed to its integration. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with the traditional Sephardic song, Mi Suegra La Negra, from the just-released CD, Aromas de Sefarad, by the group Trio Sefarad. This Madrid-based group is unusual because they do extensive research into how Sephardic music was traditionally performed, and so their renditions are as close to the original as they can be. See you next week.